Hutchison Stephan, and a former Nevada lieutenant governor. He knows what it's like. And I tell you, these people that preside over the state Senate, man, they talk like super fast. I mean, when they're rolling through bills and they're ordering votes, and it's incredible. But he's a good guy and a good friend, and I'm waiting to see what he's going to do. Everybody talks about what Dean Heller's going to do, or maybe Joe Heck, or people like that, Mark Amaday. I'm waiting to see what he's going to do, what Mark Hutchison will do. I really honestly am. I think this could be a fascinating next couple of years leading up to 2022. Yeah, I think this could be very, very interesting. A lot of you are still asking the question, just what did the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country, what is it exactly that they did? And, relative to getting our kids back into brick and mortar schools, Katie Williams should know because she's on the Clark County School Board of Trustees, District B, as in boy. And we'll find out coming up in our next half hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. End of a long, painful in some ways week, but with the future still ahead of us, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 5:30 right now. I don't know. Maybe it's the rain showers, but several crashes are working right now on area freeways. Interstate 15 southbound at Russell there on the right side. 215 westbound at Green Valley. The right lane is blocked in that incident. Also, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. A couple of Nevada Highway Patrol troopers are there. And you're bumper to bumper on the Beltway as well. 215 eastbound at Eastern. Very slow through there. Also, you'll tap the brakes. 215 east at the airport connector. 215 west at St. Rose. Do expect delays through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 east at Main. And road work, that's on Jones between Smoke Ranch and Upland.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Conference championship games on Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remained in concussion protocol as of Thursday, but did reportedly take the majority of the snaps in Thursday's practice. It'll be Chiefs and Bills for the AFC title, Packers and Bucks for the NFC. Hall of Famer Hank Aaron has passed away. The civil rights activist and owner of the longtime record of 755 career home runs died peacefully in his sleep, according to a statement from the Atlanta Braves. Aaron still holds records for RBIs, total bases, and extra base hits. He was 86 years old. NBA Thursday, the Lakers outlast the Bucks on the road 113-106. LeBron James with 34 points. Warriors fall to the Knicks 119-104. Draymond Green was ejected, which officials reportedly said later was a mistake. Tonight, the Clippers host the Thunder and the Knicks at the Kings, both at 7. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by The Score on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Change is constant. That's why with Fidelity Wealth Management, your dedicated advisor will work with you to create a personalized plan for your full financial picture. One that can be adjusted as your needs change to help you stay on target. Plus, they can let you know what you're paying for and why. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Restocking those school supplies.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs, like notebooks, folders, and lap desks, at amazing prices.
This week, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 4-ounce Elmer's school glue is just 75 cents each.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save at Staples.
Ends 1/16/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call them right now, the MultiCare Group. A lot of folks have contacted me just in the last week asking what it is that the Clark County School District, CCSD, what they did a week ago yesterday. It looked like the framework of a plan to begin getting students back in brick-and-mortar schools in the Clark County School District. But nobody there's no schedule. It's just a little scary. I had a chance to visit earlier with Katie Williams. She is a Clark County School Board of Trustees District B member, and she's one of the newbies on the Board of Trustees. And I asked her if it takes a while to get up to speed with that group.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first off, thanks for having me here. And, yes, there are so many pieces of paper that I have read in the last month. My eyes feel like they're going to fall out.
Well, and you're confronted on, like your first meeting with how do we get the kids back into brick-and-mortar schools. That is a gargantuan task. Tell me what that's like for you.
You know, so I actually ran my campaign on that aspect right there. So it was actually kind of nice to be able to deliver my very first campaign promise in my first meeting. So I was okay with it. But it doesn't come without a heavy heart, because there are so many people constantly reaching out to you and constantly trying to get your attention on this one issue. And I feel so bad for the students and the teachers that are struggling right now, because it's going to be very crazy going into this school year, and it's going to be crazy opening back up, and I think that people just are not sure how to take it, really.
The one thing, and we've talked to John Vallardita, the head of the teachers union, we've talked with parents, we've talked with teachers, I have friends that are teachers that are all over the map on this issue. Do you get a sense there is any consensus on the part of parents, teachers, Dr. Jara, on getting the kids back into brick and mortar schools?
Yeah, actually, I feel everyone I talk to, they just want the schools open. They want their kids back in school. You know, Superintendent Jara wants the schools back open. The governor wants the schools back open. John wants the schools back open. We just we understand that kids cannot maintain this type of education. You see it in the grade reports as these kids were getting A's and B's, and now they're getting D's and F's. The isolation rates are just killing these kids. And we see it. We see it all the time, and it just tears us apart.
Tell me what the options are. Well, first of all, what did you vote on last Thursday, a week ago, last night?
So last Thursday, the first thing we voted on was the MOA between the CCSD and the CCEA. Talked about bringing the students. If we brought the students back, then we would bring the teachers back, and how we would do that. And then the second thing was the reopening plan approval. It was a hybrid model, but this is kind of that very first step to get us towards that first face-to-face interaction with students and teachers.
Now, one of the problems I had with that is There's no timetable. There's no start date. Tell me, do you know yet what the start date will be on that?
Yeah, so teachers were working through teleworking till 25th of January, so that would be this month, this coming Monday. And then they're going to start welcoming these staff members back. The reason why there was no timetable exactly is because we have 366 schools, and each school has a different capability and different need. And so we were actually going to just put the onus on the principals and say, hey, listen, you know your school better than we do. You develop a plan. Let us know what the plan is. And then through approval through the superintendent, then we can start opening these schools and get them back in there. Now, our ideal, our hope, is that mid-February these schools start opening back up, and then by the end of May we have a lot of grades open and a lot more face-to-face interaction. That way we can go into kind of a normal-ish summer, and then we can actually open back up full face-to-face in the fall. That's the goal.
Will parents still have the option of keeping their kids at home online?
Absolutely, yeah. If a parent isn't comfortable of having their student in the classroom with the teachers and their other friends, and yeah, they can still stay kind of what we would call the cohort C in the online distance education section.
And do we know, are we giving the teachers the same option?
Yeah, actually. So a lot of people look at it, they're saying that, it's mandatory, that they have to go, or they're fired. That's not the case at all. If you actually read the MOA, they'll look at it. And when principals say, okay, we have this many students wanting to come back, this is how many staff members and teachers we'll have, we are going to ask the teachers voluntarily to come back. If at that point we don't have enough staff members, then we're going to start mandating our lowest risk teachers. With all of the numbers that we have and all of the survey data that we have, we don't foresee that being even an issue.
If indeed there aren't in a given school enough teachers that want to come back, I've been told those teachers can stay with online learning or can stay home. But they'll have unpaid time off. Is that true or false?
Well, again, that's going to be on the principals themselves. That's not something a board decides anymore at that point. We're truly trying to go towards that balanced governance style of governing, where the board just handles issues that impact students, and then the principals and the superintendent are going to impact the schools themselves. And so that's really where we're trying to fit. We're trying to give that leeway and that freedom to the principals. We don't think our principals are incompetent. We don't think our administrators are incompetent. And so we want to really see them kind of just take their onus on their schools.
Again, Clark County School Board Trustee, District B, Katie Williams joining us. How far have we fallen over the course of the last 10 months? I mean, last year's second semester was a challenge. This first semester was a challenge. Now we're into the second semester. How much have our kids lost?
I can't even give you a quantitative number on that because you just don't know. Some kids are doing really, really well in this online world of ours, and the ones that were typically really great face-to-face are now failing. And it's very sad to see them do that because you know that they don't want to. They want to try. They are trying. And I predict that it'll probably take about 5 years to get some of these kids all the way caught back up. I hope it doesn't take that long. But that's why it's so important that we get these schools open as quickly as possible to truly see where these students are when it comes to testing and everything else.
How much is going to have to change in our brick-and-mortar schools? Will there have to be changes to the physical plant, to the classrooms, to where the desks are, all of that? And how will you accomplish that in a short amount of time?
Yeah, so again, it's unfortunate because I don't have that answer. It's going to be principals looking at their classrooms, understanding what they can actually put in those classrooms, whether it's 3 feet apart desk-wise or 6 feet apart desk-wise, how many students you can put per classroom. I know that they've been redoing all the HVAC systems in all the schools, especially the older schools, trying to get more airflow in there so that they're not just cramped in these rooms. There are going to be masks and PPE. There's going to be plexiglass for things like that. There's cleaning supplies. So they are taking the precautions, put in place by the governor and the Southern Nevada Health District. So it's not that they're not trying. It's just each school is so different and each campus is so, diverse. It's just very hard to kind of put a blanket statement on every single one. But I know that they are trying and that they are putting their plans forward to the superintendent.
There you have it, Katie Williams, nice lady and a newbie on the Clark County School Board of Trustees, District B. Stick around, more to do as we continue. A major gaffe, the first gaffe of the Biden presidency, and it wasn't the president that did the gaffe. You're not going to believe this. Stick around. We'll have that for you next, coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psych3 has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsych3.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow! When you tap them twice, you'll hear, while they adjust themselves automatically for your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367, Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, coming into this Biden presidency, we knew there would be some gaffes. We just knew it. I mean, we have an entire open that has different gaffes from Biden. And we knew that this would probably continue on into the presidency. It wasn't just going to evaporate once he took the oath of office. But what happened today was the first gaffe of the Biden presidency, of the Biden administration. And the really amazing thing is, it wasn't Joe Biden that did the gaffe. It was the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer. Let's do Chuck Schumer. This is a Biden-like gaffe on the floor of the United States Senate. Here it is.
No, I've been speaking to the Republican leader about the timing and duration of the trial, but make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote on whether to convict the president. I have spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday. Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office, an argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense. It makes no sense whatsoever that a president or any official could commit a heinous crime against our country and then be permitted to resign so as to avoid accountability and a vote to disbar them from future office. It makes no sense. Regardless, the purveyors of this unusual argument are trying to delay the inevitable. The fact is, the House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
I just love it. And the dumb thing is, it's not Joe Biden that did the gaffe. It's Chuck Schumer. That is absolutely friggin' amazing. That is unbelievable. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to check in with Chris Wallace and Dana Perino because there are problems ahead on this Keystone XL pipeline that Biden wants to shut down. But there are a few problems, like a lot of union workers being put out of work. Yes. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that Biden's been sworn in and the left has gotten what they want, are they satisfied or are they going to go after Trump and continue this impeachment in the Senate, maybe convict? We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Las Vegas. At A-Plus Automotive, get your repairs done today and pay later at our two locations, 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive repairs today, pay later.
Listen to Kelvin. What he's about to say could change your life.
I'm 6'2", and I was about 290. I lost weight fast. I trimmed down. Now I'm about 235. I'm probably at about 9, maybe 10% body fat. That's great. I lost probably at least 60 pounds in probably 3.5-4 months. Color of my hair is coming back. Skin looks better. Obviously gaining muscle. My muscle mass is coming back. Thank you for providing an awesome product. Somebody who actually has and does what they say they will. That's awesome.
That's great, Kelvin. Losing that belly fat in less than 4 months is outstanding. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been changing men's lives, like Kelvin, and can help you lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve your lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our phone line's always available to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Will. Will, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all that, Kevin, and hi back to you. Kevin, too, I just listened to Mark. I'd like to make two comments, if I might.
Yeah.
Mark said, oh, we'll just vote him in 2022. Well, let me get this straight. I don't trust a single voting platform in this entire nation after what I witnessed, and they're doing business as usual. So from now on, I don't want to hear any of this hop to hope moment. I want to hear how they're giving out an ID to everybody. If you can send somebody $600 and $2,000, you can damn well send them a passport or a DNA sample kit or something. But from now on, you damn well better be ID'd if you want to vote. And the other thing is, on this impeachment thing, Kevin, I don't think this is about impeachment at all, Kevin. If you watch what these people have been doing, they've just slaughtered us, one unslaughtered issues after another, nasty, vile stuff. This impeachment thing is to keep us off track for some reason or another. It's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. This impeachment is the most, it's somewhere between, I don't know, it's not insanity, but it goes to some type of dark thinking or some type of IQ lowness or something. And the other thing, Kevin, if I might, is anybody getting together, any Trump people? I'd sure like to get together with some Trump people on a regular basis and have coffee and iced tea and talk about what the heck are we, what in the heck am I living through here?
Well, can I tell you, Will, and I'm glad you called and I thank you. Trump says he's coming up with something. We're not sure what it is, but he told Fox News that he was coming up with something. I don't know what it is. Is it a new platform to replace Parler and Instagram and Twitter? Don't know. Is it another TV network to rival Fox and be really conservative? We don't know yet what he has on his mind. But this president's not done. He is not going to go away quietly. He never has, and he never will. And he's, you know, again, he's 74 years old. He's, you know, he gets 4 hours sleep. The guy is amazing. He's got more to offer. And I don't think he wants to be out of the arena. I think he wants to stay in the arena. Now, the Senate may have something to say about that. We don't know. But I will tell you this. This is not the last we've seen of Donald J. Trump. Trust me. That's going to just about do it for tonight. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Golden Knights playing tonight. Go Knights, go. Of course, my St. Louis Blues are also playing, I think, tonight. So, go figure. They're not playing each other, though. That's the good thing. Hope you have a great weekend. Till we join you on Monday at 3 o'clock, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.